Well, we finally got some rain that we were looking forward to, and I've already gotten in some better salmon fishing reports, both from the river guys and those fishermen at the mouths of the rivers, both on bank and in boats. So let's check in with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette and see what he's been hearing and seeing out there himself.
Superior Outfitters, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a little time to chat today? Man, we got some rain, finally.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you think it's making an impact on things yet for the fish?
I've had guys coming in the shop all morning going back out, so I'm assuming it's got them moving.
Now, I'm getting reports in already from just this morning that not only are the river guys seeing more fish, both the spawn, spinner, and fly fishermen, but the guys that are fishing at the river mouths are doing much better this morning.
I was out at one of the mouths last night, and there was like five or six boats out there pretty close. Just talked to a guy that picked up six on the weekend.
Oh, really? Okay.
All coho, which, you know, that's a good sign. And looks like everyone I saw yesterday was running boards and high lines. So,
do you know, on those high lines and boards, are we talking mostly, you know, smaller crankbaits, or what are you hearing?
No one said anything. I know no husky jerks, smaller spoons are always popular. A lot of guys just throw floating Rapalas, thunder sticks, that kind of stuff.
Have you heard anything that would lead you to believe that maybe even from day to day that one color was hotter than another?
Orange.
Okay.
Which I guess is pretty typical.
Orange. Yeah, so some days it's pink, some days it's chartreuse, other days it's orange, it seems like, but I haven't heard anything in the last 3 or 4 days about a specific color, so you're hearing orange, okay.
Orange, yeah, that's what about everybody's been using, especially in the river. The Superior lures, orange with orange body, gold back, that's been good.
Okay.
And a couple guys are getting browns on the chartreuse, too.
So. Oh, really? Okay. Now, you say browns, are you still talking in the lake?
No, river browns.
Okay. Do you think they're in there just staging up, getting ready to spawn, or are we talking resident fish?
The ones I saw pictures of are probably resident.
Okay.
But hard to tell. I mean, this time of year, there's a whole mix of fish. So
it only takes a couple of days, and those lake run browns, they look like they've been in there their whole lives, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unless you get one that's like dime bright silver, you don't know.
And I know it's not, I wouldn't say it's not, it's uncommon, but on the other hand, it just doesn't happen very often. But man, one time in the Carp River, I ended up hooking into this brown trout that was, I know it wasn't a resident fish. It had a kype on it like it was straight out of the Kenai River in Alaska, man.
Yeah.
It happens every once in a while in the fall, and you just know that those fish aren't there the whole year. No way.
Not many of them, anyway.
So let's talk a little bit about the coho. You brought up the coho, and that's something that I've noticed a trend from all the way from Black River Harbor to Ontonagon to the Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay through Marquette. I don't really know for a fact in the Munising area yet, but we are seeing much bigger coho. Average size coho is up at least a pound and a half this year, it seems.
That's what I'm hearing, too. I know you mentioned that last time, but the guy I was talking to this morning, they were 5 and 6 pound fish.
Yeah, that's
pretty sweet for
heck yeah.
Coho.
Tell you what, that's still in that really good eating size range, you know. And man, to get a coho that big, I haven't seen coho that big in so long. I don't know what if it's because you think the Chinook are in decline, so the coho are thriving a little more.
Who knows? I just heard of a 30-incher out of Lake Michigan trip too. That's a big coho.
I know Chinook are definitely taking a beating in Lake Michigan. So
yeah, there's not as much.
And we still got more to get into with Nick from Superior Outfitters in Marquette. We're going to talk about the surge of fish in the higher parts of the rivers in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.